Sholos Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, and Shlosha Avos, three Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Brochus, Tazayin, and Rebbeis, and Karn Avos, all of the Shlosha. Clearly, though, it's not simply a matter of, well, we got three Avos, three patriarchs, we have three Regalim, some Amela, let's match them up together. Obviously, there's something far more profound, far more deep, than simply taking the three Avos and matching them up to the three Regalim. Proving that it's clearly not so simple. We have a Shem Yishmuel, Parshas Bullock, a Shem Yishmuel and Yoni Sukkos that matches up Aaron HaKohen to Sukkos. We have a Ben Yehoyada, Megillah Lamed Beis, and Aleph that matches up Avram Avinu to Sukkos. But of course the most famous match of them all is something that's brought down before, stated explicitly already in the Torah B'Shem Ochan in the name of his brother. And Hilchas Rosh Chodesh and Orchayim Simitof Yedzayin, it's brought down by Rav Gedalia Yashar. A number of places in his Perush al HaTorah, in his Perush on the Moedim, he brings it B'Shem HaMedrash, some attributed to Perkin Elazar. But it's a Mephorish Torah in the name of his brother. And Vilna Gaon also goes with such a nusach, albeit with a slightly different to Makar, but still from the same context. And the Vilna Gaon is an Aderes Aliyo and Parshas Bullock, Madur Tlisa. And they all match it up. The Vilna Gaon, the Tzur, Rav Gedalia Yashar, they're all matching it up. Avraham Avinu is Pesach. And Yitzchak is Shavuos and Yaakov is Sukkos. And the Torah proceeds to tell us where are the respective Mekairos. Well, Avraham Avinu presented Lechem Ugos Matzos to his guests, to his Orchem. It's already the Remes to Matzah. That's Avraham Avinu to Pesach. Yitzchak to Shavuos because we blew from the Shofar of Ailo Shel Yitzchak, of the Ailo of the Ram of Yitzchak. And we blew from through, we blew using such a Shofar Shavuos time, Zman Matan Toroseinu. And Yaakov is Sukkos. Why? Because the Pasuk says, V'Yaakov Nasa Sukkosa, Ulamekenei Asa Sukkos, thereby making an association, a correlation of Yaakov to the last of the Regalim Yaakov to Sukkos. If we espouse the opinion of Ben Yehoyada, it's very nice. The Remes of the Skloya Rebbe. Somebody told me recently an unbelievable Remes of the Friedeke Skloya Rebbe, who is known to be a tremendous Eloi. Such a genius, in fact, that you mention him an idea, you sowed any musog anywhere called Torah Kula, and on the spot he'd give you a pasuk, he'd give you a Remes, he'd give you something already connecting to any idea that would come out of the top of your head. Someone said, well, we know that certain Sfarim HaKadoshim talk about the association, the correlation of Avram Avinu to Sukkos. So tell me, where's the Merumas in Avram, the Indian of Sukkos? So he proceeded to provide an unbelievable Remez. We know that we paskin Shitas Rabbanon Sukkot Avram Amin Beis, that even though we need to have the fundus, we mentioned between Menchamar, in fact, that the Gemara already tells us it's Merumas, it's subtly alluded to in the name Sukkot itself, we have Samach of Hay, Samach the four-walled sukkah, thus represented by the Os Samach, four walls. The Chaf, the three-walled sukkah, and the way we pass in sukkah, Davav and Rebbe Shitas Rabbanon, Shtayim Kilchos and Shlishas Afilu Tefach, that's the Os Hay. The Os Hay is a Dalid and a little leg. We have two walls, and then the Shlishas, the third one, can even be a Tefach. And how long do they have to be? We know the length is discussed. Mesech HaSukkah Dav Gimel and Aleph. And it has to be Zion by Zion Tfachim. Thus, putting together our basic minimum Sukkah. Three walls, paskining, of course, the Rabbanon Shita. Of the Rabbanon is Shtayim Kelchos and Shlishas Afilu Tefach. That means we have one wall, seven Tfachim length. Yet another wall, seven Tfachim length. And a third one that only has a length of a Tefach. Each wall, of course, has to be minimum 10 tefachim high. It's a Mishnah Mefuresha, Sukkah, that base of an olive. Has to have a minimum height of 10 tefachim. Thus, 7 of a length times 10 of a height is 70. It's wall number 1. 7 of a length times 10 of a height for wall number 2, yet another 70. 70 and 70 is 140. And then the final wall, which we paskin can be afilu tefach, is 1 tefach times 10 is 10. That's 140 plus 10. That's 150. Keep that on the side of your mind. That's gematria 150. And what's the bottom surface area? Well, if the sukkah has to be Zion by Zion, 7 by 7, that means 7 by 7 is 49. yields an area of 49 tefachim. That means the bottom surface area is 49. That means the upper surface area likewise is 49. That's 49 plus 49. How much space do you have in your sukkah? 49 plus 49, that's 98. So we had 150. 7 times 10, 7 times 10. 1 times 10, gematria 150. And now we have 49 plus 49 is 98. 150 and 98 is 248. And what do you think the gematria of Avram Avinu is? Avram is 248. Avram is sukkahs. Took him about 3 seconds to come up with that one. Already in the gematria, Avram, 248. We have a remes, 248. The 70 plus 10, 150 plus the 98, 248 gematria Avram. We can have all the ramosim in the world, but sof kol sof, the way the Vilna Gaon brings it down, the way the Halakhic Torah brings it down, is Yaakov Avinu is the yontif of sukkahs. So just a chaser, quickly, something we mentioned last year, and then I'd like to take it tonight in a different direction. We mentioned in the past the following idea. The Torah has an unbelievable arichos in the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, Rechayim, Siman Tov Reish Chaf Hei, where he seems to go out of his way to paskin the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. We have a famous machlokes in Masechta Sukkah, the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Rabbi Akiva says it was Sukkah's mamish, actual hutz, and Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that it's anonia covered. Rashi, of course, and Ramban backs it up, and his Peirush and Emruch of Gimel Mem Beis is Masechta's Teisha Shivas Yomim is an Indian, and it's refers in the Targumim as well, that it's a reference to the anonia HaKavod. Clouds of glory. And Rabbi Akiva's of the opinion that Sukkah's mamish, it's actual huts. The Torah goes out of his way and he asks an elaboration that you should know when you're sitting in the Sukkah, you have to be thinking the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, you have to be thinking Ananya Kova, don't think Sukkah's mamish. I, the Chayodom, I, the Netziv, there are ways to reconcile and say that Elam Elodilakim Chayim, it's not really Machlaikas, but so goes so we pask in the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that it's Ananya Kova. But the Torah goes on of Gantz Arichas. To tell me that here we're paskening the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, you're thinking clouds of glory. Frek de Bach and other Achrayim. I don't understand, the Torah is a posek. He's not the Darshan. Since when is he interested in telling me, Drosh, who cares what you're thinking about? Lamaisi, you're sitting in a sukkah. You have to think about this machlekes. Ma'inyan shmit, it's all seen right now. You're sitting in a hut. Who cares what you're thinking? Who cares what's in your mind? L'charetz a machlokes in the Gemara. What might be the ideal mindset? What is God giving us the tzivoy for? Be'ikar, primarily to commemorate Sukkot Mamish, or primarily to commemorate the fact that He embraced us and enveloped us in these seven ananiya covered. Seven clouds of glory. Even though today we know that we have nine clouds going back to the between the 1930s and 1950s, it was the American Weather Bureau that told us we have to break the classifications of clouds into nine different categories. And where do we think we get the phrase on cloud nine? Albert Jack brings in his book, Red Herrings and White Elephants, page 163. You know what the source is? Because in the 1950s, after the Weather Bureau came out and delineated that there are nine various classifications of clouds, there was a radio show, a popular radio show in the 1950s called Johnny Dollar. And the hero was somebody who kept getting knocked unconscious, but he would be taken to cloud nine, which is the highest classification of clouds, over 40,000 feet in the air, and he would miraculously be revived on cloud nine. He would come down, and by the next radio episode, he would be alive all over again. Thus, it's come to be associated with euphoria. I'm on cloud nine. It's a new sense of existence. It's a new lease on life. That's cloud nine. And it comes from Johnny Dollar from the radio show. So the Goyim have nine clouds. So we had seven. We're not as, I don't know, we don't have to break it. And tonight we had seven clouds of glory. And the boss says that the Torah is not simply telling me Drush, he's not interested in homiletics, he's telling me Alocha Psukah. Then when you're sitting in the Sukkah, if you're not thinking on your cover, you're mamish not yaitzi the mitzvah, it's not stan, no geya, it's not germane to the machlokes and shas, mitzvah srichas kavanah, ainot srichas kavanah, what are you thinking about? Are you thinking about the mitzvah Sukkah over here? It's ma'akev, li'ikuva. That if you don't know why you're sitting in the Sukkah, it doesn't even have a shame Sukkah, halachically. It's not nigdar, it's not defined as a shame sukkah, because you know you have to create the shame sukkah. And if you're not thinking around your cover, you're missing the boat, you're missing the picture, you cannot even, you're sitting in the stamahot. You're supposed to commemorate the nanya covered. And the Balak explains the Torah is not simply a darshan. He is telling me psak halacha. Here it's no gay. It's relevant to psak halacha. If you're not thinking on any common, Klazagori thing, you're not sitting in a sukkah. It's nothing. It's going to a bunch of pieces of bamboo. It's palm trees. It's liyikuva. So the Prima Godin, the Bikur Yaakov, there's a big deal. Whether halacha maisa we pask in that way or not. I go upon it. It bothered me for a while that the same Bach is silent when it comes to Ilchus HaShchaydash. Tough Yitz Ayin Avraham Avinu corresponds to Pesach, and Yitzhak corresponds to Shavuos, and Yaakov corresponds to... This is also Drush, and everybody's silent, the Bach and all the other Achrayim. Nobody says a word. I don't, this is something for the Vilna Gaon and Adar Shalio. This is something for an Or Gedayo, for a Ben Yoyada, for a Tzadik HaKohen. What's this doing in my tour, Abar Turim, La'alokh L'maisa? Three of us, three regalim. What shaykhs? I need to know Yaakov Sukkis. So we wanted to suggest as follows. Perhaps this Torah is really connected to the Torah in the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, the one we just discussed in Tafresh Chafet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, Gimel Matanas, three gifts during our sojourn in the desert. Tainis, Daftesim, and Aleph. We had the Mon, B'schus Moshe, the Be'er, B'schus Miriam, and of course the Nani HaKavod, B'schus Aaron HaKavod. So many Sfar Master Kasha, the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh deals with the Kasha, B'nai Yisoschar gives Kamati roots in the Chidah in a number of places. The Welt is all perturbed, they're all disturbed. I don't understand. God gave us Gimel Matanas, Tovus Kenegad, the Gimel Parnasim Toivim. And we suggested Gimel Parnasim Toivim is Gematria 510, and adding up the Mon, the Be'er, and Nani HaKavod also yields 510. The three Parnas and Toivim gave us these three respective gifts. And yet, Midoraisa, there's nothing to commemorate the other two except for the Sukkah. So yes, the Mon, we have Lechem Mishnah symbolizing the Mon, just like the Mon was covered. We covered the Lechem Mishnah. And even the Be'er Lamaisa, there's a Halacha, brought down by Motze Shabbos. In Or Chaim Reis Sarivav, there's an idea that a Motze Shabbos, you should take fresh water. Ah, you might have had an urn sitting throughout the duration of Shabbos. Don't take water that was sitting, that was stored over the duration of Shabbos. Open up your faucet on Motzei Shabbos and draw forth new water. And what's the hesper? What's the reason for that? I guess it's a medrash. Fascinating medrash that Darkei Moshe references that the medrash says that the rock that represented the Be'erish of Miriam travels miraculously all over the world every Motzei Shabbos, and it drops little droplets of its miraculous water all over the various reservoirs and bodies of water scattered throughout the planet. And therefore, Motzei Shabbos, you want to have a chance, maybe, just maybe, I can soak up one little drop, a little droplet from the miraculous Be'erish HaMiriam. Everybody knows the Mon, Chazal talk about it, that the Mon encompassed all the different tastes. Whatever taste in the world you wanted to have, the Mon had such a taste. And the Avinezer writes in his nose, Sadesha, that's why the Mon was white, just like white is the color. Is the Givan, that's Kola, Kola, Givanim, Kulam, and encompasses all the various colors of the spectrum. So to the Mon was white, already to symbolize that it had all the tastes in the world. To Machlokes, Chavetz Chaim, Chaya Kineski, different opinions. What happened if you weren't thinking anything at all? Was it bland? Tasteless? Or like Rechaim Chavetz Chaim, or like Rechaim Kineski writes in Derech Sicha, Chayel Galef, Kitzapichis Medvash, it had a taste of honey. The Be'er, though, had the same quality. And the Chidah quotes at Tzemach Dovin, that actually states that the same way the Mon encompassed all the tastes, so too the Be'er, whatever drink, whatever taste you wanted, a Shirley Temple, a grasshopper, a Coca-Cola, a ginger ale, it was all there in the Mon. And the Be'er Miriam, just like the Mon encompassed all the food tastes, so too the Be'er encompassed all the possibilities of a drink, of a beverage. It was all there in the Be'er, so too Mayim is white, same idea. So what do we have? A halacha that says, there's an Indian at least to drink fresh water. Maybe you'll be Zaycha. You'll be merit to drink from some droplets that were dropped by the Be'er, which is located somewhere in the bottom of the Kinneret. And maybe, perhaps, you'll soak up a little drop that's Mezakeh Chedas, and it purges all the impurities from our midst, and it purifies our mind, our Seichel, our intellect. Maybe you'll drink from such water. In fact, parenthetically, he's a famous Maisa. The Arizal, after he finished teaching his primary disciple, Rechaim Yital Chochmas HaKabbalah, he said, now you're done. Even though Rav Chaim Vital himself writes in one of his Sfarim, then he asked the Arizal to teach him Chachmas HaPartzuf, and he wasn't Zeichet. The Arizal gave him all the Chachmas HaKabbalah he wanted to impart, but he wouldn't teach him the Chachmas of how to analyze the future and analyze a person based on looking at his face. And that's why Rav Yaakov Hillel writes in the Sefer Tumim Tiyah, we have nobody alive today, even though people might falsely claim to possess Chachmas HaPartzuf, if Rav Chaim Vital didn't have it, we don't have a Messiah, we don't have it, that's it. Nobody really has it. But the Maisa, after he finished teaching him Chachmas HaKabbalah, he took him out in a rowboat to the middle of the Kinneret. And Arizal said that making a cheshbon of the Yochanan Boaz pillars of the Beis HaMikdash, he knew precisely how to calculate where the rock of Miriam is located. At the bottom of the Kinneret, he took Rav Chaim Vital, not on a vacation, it wasn't an excursion on the Kinneret. They went on a rowboat and he calculated going to the exact place on the surface, which corresponds to where the air is located in the depths of the Kinneret. I want you to take out a cup and drink from some of this water. Now you have everything, because you need to drink from the Beis Miriam. It's a mesakech, the das has its mystical, magical quality to it. Now you're ready to teach and to carry on my work. So, there's an Indian drink fresh water. It's an Indian. Lach HaMishnah Mon, it's an Indian. B'midoraisa, the Torah only goes out of its way in the context of Parshas Emor and says, Pesukos, Teishushu, Asyom, Amoiki, Pesukos, Ashavti, Esbenei, So, Lotzio, Samei, Artsushon. On a biblical level, the Torah only goes out of its way to say, I want you to sin in a sukkah midaraisa because I gave you a matana called Ananiya Kavod. That's Rashi, Ramban, Targum Yonasan, Targum Yonasan Raziel, Targum Onkelos, v'chulei, v'chulei. Klai Yakar, everyone's bringing rayas to Rashi, Ramban, Poshep Shant is Ananiya Kavod. So asks the Al-Sheikh, the B'nai Sosra, the Chida, why is it? Why was the Sukkah singled out? In the Sefer Rosh David, collection of Drashas and Parshas Emor, the Chida quotes Rav Chaim Kafusi. And Rav Chaim Kafusi gives a teretz that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to keep the Yidden alive. He gave us Avtoch, it was already in the Brisbane Emesorim to Avram Avinu, and then subsequently to Yitzchak, I'm going to keep the Jews alive. And if I promise to keep the Yidden alive, then Bar Kochach, Kila, willy-nilly, you have to provide for them the Dvar Machrechi and B'yaisen, the basic essentials, the bare necessities of life. If you want to keep the Jews alive, you have to give them Lechem and Mayim, you have to give them bread, you have to give them water. Okay, so yes, parenthetically God says, I'll do it in a miraculous fashion. I'll give you the Mon as the Lechem, and I'll give you the Bear Miriam as the Mayim. So I'll do it in a miraculous, but so it was still the basic necessities, it was still bread, it was still mayim, and you see that Kleistro even complained, this is it, the mono, we get bored of it, it's bland. I want the real stuff, I want to see the steak, I want to see the pizza, I want to see it, I don't want to just think it. That was the lechem and the mayim. But to go out of his way, kaviyochol, and give us sukkahs to be megan, to protect us, to shield us from the shemesh and the shrav, to protect us from the heat, we didn't need it. Yes, the Chazal say, it leveled the ground, okay, so we could have climbed a little bit. I got rid of the snakes. Okay, we could have killed the snakes, we could have killed the scorpions, it's not a dover hachorechi. We didn't need it. It was a nice traveling air conditioner. And all the other chazals put it all together in the same boat. So our clothes grew miraculously on us because of Ananya Kavod. We never had to wash the clothing. We had a portable dry cleaning service. All the gods are mindless. But self-go-self, none of them were absolutely necessary. So what did they all come together to provide? A gilui milso to disclose to the Yidden that we are beloved by our Creator, that Hashem thus is being megala l'chim b'yaseira, that he has a Klai Yisrael. Yes, I promised you only that I'm going to keep you alive. And I can do that simply with the meat and potatoes, with the bread and butter, with the lechem and the mayim. But what do? I go out of my way. And I'm megala l'chim b'yaseira. And I give you a sukkah that protects you from the heat, from the sun, from the snakes, the scorpions, the walking air conditioner, the walking dry cleaning service, all the gods of Milus, all to show what? That I love you like crazy. Way beyond the Dover Hechrechi aspect of keeping the Yidden alive. So the Sukkos rites of Chaim Kafusi is to be Megala the Chibi Yaseva that Hashem has. I don't stop at the basic necessities of life, I take it one step further. We can then ask the question, so in whose merits God always works mida k'neged mida? If the sukkah, Rav Chaim Kafusi explains, is all to highlight that God shows and displayed, demonstrated a chibi yaseira klape vis-a-vis the Yidden throughout their trek in the desert, Then whose merits? What did we do to deserve such a thing? Let's go back to Yaakov Avinu. Pasuk says, Parshas Vayishlach V'Yaakov Nasa Sukkoso. Why was the place called Sukkos? Basically because of the Mekaneo Asa Sukkos. He fashioned mere huts and tents for his animals, for his livestock. Asked Orachayim HaKadosh, I'm going to name a place in the Torah because of huts for animals? Nothing's coincidental. Take a journey throughout the Sifrei Maral and Shas. Every time in Shas, the Torah, the Shas tells me this story happened in Ashkelon and this story happened in Ashdod. The Maral says everything Chazal. I mean, there's a reason. It's not stam. I needed to know the story. Madova, who cares where it took place? There's a reason. There's a remus in Ashkelon. There's a remus in Ashdod. And clearly, Frank Dorachai Makodesh, there's something here. If the Torah named a place in Chumash Mesukis, it has to be much more profound, far more deep than stam. Oh, we happened to stop in a place called Sukis. What do I need to know the name of the place for? The uniqueness in this place was because nobody in the world, historically speaking, until Yaakov emerged on the world stage, nobody displayed Verachamav Akol Maasav. No one displayed an abounding love for Hashem's creatures like Yaakov Avinu. No one did that before. Avram Avinu had cattle. We don't find any remnants, any hint that he made special huts and tents and dwelling places for them. Yitzhak the same thing. So Noach was told, go on and build a teva. He was told, go on and do this. But of your own volition, God never gave Yaakov a tzeva and said, by the way, when you're traveling with the livestock, make sure, give them little huts and tents. No, keep them alive. Obviously, we have a Yisurim Ba'at Tzavar L'chaim. We pass him over Metzilam and Bezim and Aleph. It's an Issa Daraisa. So granted, you can't cause them an Issa Tzavar, but that I have to go out of my way and show a Chibi Yisairam. Then I'm going to protect them from the extreme heat waves, from the sun. Why in the world should I do that? Ella, because Yaakov Avinu was the first one in the history of the world to do that, we name a place in the Torah to highlight, look at this Chashivas who displayed that's Yaakov Avinu. Working now with the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, perhaps we could go back and put the two tours together. The Bach asked on the tour, what are you being marich? Ella, what it must be? That the Torah is telling me, Psak Halacha, that when you're sitting in the sukkah, if you want it to be called a halachically defined sukkah, it's li'ikuvah, you must be thinking, you have to create of your own mindset, create the shame sukkah. How do you do that thinking in Anir Kavan? Paskening the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer Lafuki to the exclusion of Rabbi Akiva. It's not sukkahs mamash, you're thinking clouds of glory. That's a pashup shot when it comes to sukkahs, clouds of glory. Ay, but nichlal, not kavan is, but why did we have the clouds of glory? And whose merit are we getting these clouds of glory? Comes along the Torah and he says, Yaakov Avinu is keneged sukkahs. You know why God gave us a sukkah? Because the Chidah quoted Rav Chaim Kafusi in his Rosh David that the uniqueness of sukkah was that it was Megala Lechib Yisrael that Kaviyochel has for the Yidin for Klai Yisrael. So Frank the Kasha, why not sukkahs? Why not anything else? Teretz is. This is the Chibi Yisera. This I want you to highlight. Medaraisa, I want you to highlight the Chibi Yisera more than anything else. But whose merit comes along the tour? It's in the merit of Yaakov. You know why? Because of Yaakov Nasa Sukkoso. Because Ulumekaneo Asa Sukkos, he went to a place called Sukkos. And it was called Sukkos because he fashioned there mere huts and tents for his animals. He was Megala Chibi Yisera. He didn't simply show an interest in keeping them alive. He said, I'm going to go way beyond the letter of the law. I'm not just going to keep them alive. I'm going to give them the protection. I'm going to shield them from the extreme heat, from the sun. You showed a Chibi Yisera for my creations. You showed first more than anyone else in the world stage what it means for Achamav Kamaisav Ar Kedekach that you made the huts for your animals. Then Mina Kedekamina, I'm going to show the Chibi Yisera for my Nivron, for my chosen people. Klai Yisrael B'schus Yaakovinu's display so many years previous. Efshar comes a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyochan says, Mina Kenegan Mida, I too am going to show the Chibi Yisera, I'm going to give you a Sukkis Kenegan Anani Akavim, Kenegan the clouds of glory. I tour, you're telling me that what I'm thinking is Anani Akavim to the exclusion of Rebbe Kiva, I'm not thinking of literal huts, and yet Yaakov made literal huts. So Tor, what are you telling me, literal huts? You just went out of your way to tell me we're not thinking, Rabbi Akiva. Don't think about literal huts. Teretz is, it's not the need of the hunt. It's the Al-Yudei, the hunt. Yaakov was Megala Chibi Yisera for his livestock. And it's B'schus in the merit of that Chibi Yisera for his livestock, Al-Yudei, the literal huts, that God says, I'm going to reciprocate accordingly and I'm going to give you miraculous huts. And not their cover. Mela, we understand why the Torah is not Soser himself. He's not contradicting himself. And we understand why he's not giving us Stam Drush. This is Nichla included in the Halacha L'maisa. You can't stop thinking, Ani HaKavod, it's a question, but whose merit do we have in Ani HaKavod? Yaakov Avinu. Thus, Yaakov Avinu, more than anyone else, is the Antev of Sukkos. He shows a Chibi Yisera for God's Nivroim. Menigin Keneged Mida Hashem shows a Chibi Yisera years later for his Miyuchudik Nivroim for Klal Yisrael. But obviously, there are other associations, other connections. Avram Avinu started Yiddishkeit. Avram Avinu was the first Ger. Chagigah Dav Gimel Man Aleph, he was Tchila Legerim, he gave us Tfilah Shachris, Brachas Chavav Amarbeis, he gives us the first Tfilah, Rambana Parsha Semer, he brings the Musug, the concept of Yisrael into the world. Yitzchak is Mamshech Lekav Halo, and Yaakov Avinu creates Klai Yisrael, Mitasa Shleima, his bed is complete, and he gives us the Shem Yisrael, the Dorei Doros. Avram is Pesach, it's the new beginning. It's the new beginning, a new Metzias, a Bria Chadosha called Klal Yisrael. Yitzhak is Shavuos, because Yitzhak was the same Ayah of Amat Torah, the uniqueness of relationship in Yaakov is Sukkos, because Sukkos is a mitzvah that takes us to loss of love. Gemara says in Avodah Zorah, Dav Gimel Man Aleph, sometime in the future Hashem's going to test the guy. Because the guy are going to complain, say, you gave the Yid and all these mitzvahs, you know what God, if you had given us mitzvahs too? We also would be your chosen people. Everything would be good. Gevaldik, v'chuli. We would get the schar. Hashem says, yeah, I'll give you one mitzvah. So what mitzvah does Hashem use to differentiate between Klal Yisrael and the Goyim? Why did I pick them and not you? Because he gives them mitzvah sukkah. He's motzi the shemesh min artika. Gives them the heat. And they're boit bo. And they kick the sukkah. You can leave. That's one thing. But to be boit, to kick the sukkah. It's dafka the sukkah that's mavdil that differentiates between Klal Yisrael and the Umas Olam loss of love. The whole Yontif of Sukkah sees us joining with the Umas Olam. It's the only Yontif we're actually bringing Karbonus Kenegah, the Shivim Umas Olam, the Shivim Pariacha, Kenegah, the 70 nations of the world, but all leading up to what? We're diminishing gradually throughout the duration of the Yontif until we get to Shmini Atzeres, it's Aniv Ata. Sukkah is a journey leading on to say that there's a sense of exclusivity between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ayidei, the 70s of Sukkah, we're pushing the Goyim away, and we're left with Aniv Ata, Koshalai Predas, from Shmini Atzeres is the Chasna, us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sukkah thus represents loss of love. In fact, we mentioned today in the shir between Mincha Maariv, the Hashmatas and the Cheshek Shlomo in the end of Masechta Sukkah, where he asks the question, that in the Gemara and the Mishnah is Tanoim Amaram, Rishon, everybody, we always refer to Sukkah as Samach Vav Chaf Hei, but never in Tanakh is it spelled Sholem and the Vav inserted in between the Samach and the Chaf. So why in the world do all the Tanoim Amaram, why do we spell it incorrectly? We always use Tanakh as our source, as our guide, as our basis. Why did we deviate when it came to spelling the word Sukkah? Writes with Shlomo Kohen Mivilna, and his Hashemata at the end of the Masechta. And he says, you're right. There's no place in Tanakh where Sukkah is ever spelled Sholem except for one time. Tehillim, Kapitel Ayin Vav and Posek Gimel, Vahi B'Shalem Sukkah U'Ma'onaso B'Tziyah. Vahi B'Shalem Sukkah, Sukkah is going to be Sholem and there based on the Mincha Shai and other Neschos that he saw Sukkah is spelled Samach Vav Chavav. And there is Taka of Vav inserted between the opening Samach and the Chav. Sukkah is Sholem. But when is the Sukkah Sholem? Umar Naso B'Tzion. When God's habitat, when his dwelling place is in Tzion, is in Yerushalayim, then and only then is Fahi B'Sholem Sukkot. The first part of the Pasuk is going to be true. So you're right. Now in Golus, it's Chaser, it's deficient. And that's why all other places in Tanakh, Sukkah is spelled Chaser. It is devoid of that opening Vav. The Vav right at the beginning between the Samach and the Chav. But the Asa Lava, when Hashem returns to Tzion, and we rebuild the base of Mikdash, and we encounter once again Achras Yamin, then, Mamela, when Hashem returns his habitat, his place of dwelling, to his abode, to his bias, to the base of Mikdash, then the Sukkah's talk is going to be Sholem all over again. Sukkah, of course, a remnant to Heichal Hashem. Sukkah is Gematria 91, and 91 is Heichal. Gematria 65 and Avaya 26. 65 and 26 is 91. That's the Heichal Hashem. Sukkah represents the Heichal Hashem. Samech Vav Chafei, when it's Bishlei Musa, and its sense of completion. Memela vayhi b'shalem sukkah. When? Umonaso b'tzion. When Hashem returns to Yerushalayim, then the sukkah is taka going to be shalem. Memela comes along the cheshek shloma. You're right. Sukkah ordinarily is spelled devoid. It's deficient of the osvav. But when we talk about the sukkah, we always want to have our eyes in the future on the Gula Hasida. So what represents the Gula Hasida? The sukkah being shalem. The sukkah being shalem. We're always looking with our eyes to the future to be a skol tzedek meir of yameinu. So we always want to refer to it the way it ought to be, the way it should be, and the way it's going to be in the future. So it's samach vav. Chafei, that's how we always spell the Masechta. Our perspective is always la'os lovo to achrus ayomim. So we always spell it shalem because we're always looking at that pasuk in Tehillim, kapitel ayin vav and pasuk gimel. That's why in Shabbos and Yontif, days that are me'ein la'asalavo, Shabbos, Yontif, it's a taste, it produces a glimpse of what's to come in the future. And the end of time in the Ketz Ayamim, and Mela, on Friday night, we change Shomar Mo Yisrael La'am, and it becomes the Froseleinu Sukkah Shlomecha. We'll talk about the Sukkah being Shalem, when only in Shabbos and Yontif, the taste, give us a glimpse of la'asalavo, then we could talk about the Sukkah being Shalem, because right now it's deficient. Thus, the sense of a sukkah, the shlemus, the representation of Nasa Lovel, that's Yaakov Avinu. The mitzvah that will distinguish, that will differentiate, discern between the yidin on the one and a klaiso on the other, that mitzvah is going to be sukkah, and that's connected Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is the one to differentiate between us and the guy. Yes, Avram Avinu brought the shame Yisrael into the world. But it was only after Avram Avinu, after Yaakov Avinu, after he lived with an Esav, after he lived for years with a Lavan, after he worked and intermingled with the Goyim, then he set up his own tachum and his own boundaries, he set up his own bias. When Yaakov sets up his own abode, all the Goyim are pushed out of the picture, now he fights with the Malach, destroys an Esav, Yaakov brings the Musa Gamitasa Shlema, we now have an Am, we have the Yud Beis Shiftei Ka, we have a Shem Yisrael that's now perpetuating Klai Yisrael, the Dori Doris for all continuity, for all perpetuity, now we have Yaakovino, now we have a Bechina Lasalavo. Avram is Shachris, Yitzchak is Mincha, and Yaakov is Arvis, he's the one who carries us through the Golos, Emunas Chabalelos, he carries us through the Golos, and he takes us to Achris Yomim, that's the Sukkah that's going to be Sholem. That's the sukkah connected Yaakov Avinu. That's the sukkah that differentiates between us and the Goyim. Just like Yaakov brings the shame Yisrael, that only we are called Yisrael Afuki, everybody else in the world. Perhaps it's not coincidental. Many of you, I'm sure, read the 2005 bestseller by Stephen Levitt and Stephen Dubner called Freakonomics. Excellent book, New York Times bestseller. Chapter 6 is all about parents naming their children. Parents naming their children. And he talks about how names influence a child. Starts off with the story of how parents in a black neighborhood, they named one son Winner and one son Loser. What happened? Winner became a policeman and Loser became a thief until he became such a criminal he ended up getting killed. What'd you name this one Loser for? What'd you name this one Winner for? Names have a big effect. And one of the headings of the subcategories in chapter 6 is Aviva, the next Madison. I always tell my wife to look at Stephen Dubner and Stephen Levitt. Aviva is going to be one of the most popular names in the future. People are calling now their children, even the Goyim, after Jews. And Aviva's on the top on the list of top 10 names now in California, even amongst the Goyim. It's Philip Ploy, Aviva. What do you think is the most popular name nowadays? Most popular boy's name? If you take a look at Russell Ashe's 2009, the most updated Firefly's Book of Facts, page 146. 100 years ago, there wasn't a single Jewish name on the top 10 list. Not a single biblical name, except Old Testament, of course. Except for Joseph. Joseph was number 5. Except for Joseph, there was no other biblical name. Nowadays, the top 5 names are all biblical names. And number 1 is Jacob. Number 1 is Yaakov. Then you have a Michael, Michael, Vachule, top 5, and then the last 5 are all Christian names. How interesting. The world is coming back to what? We're coming back to Yaakov. Yaakov, as we get closer to the case to Akrus Ayamim, the world's going to Yaakov. Yaakov is the Gullus. Yaakov, Lahavdil, Afi Avdalus for Yaakov. As we get to Mashiach, it's Jacob all over again. It's Yaakov, Yaakov, Yaakov is Sukkis. Sukkis is the mitzvah that differentiates between us and the Goyim La'asalavo. Ah, you all think you're Yaakov. You're Jacob. We're Yaakov. We're Yisrael. We're going to have a chiluk. Oh, they can have all the Jacobs they want. They can have all the Yaakovs. Nothing's coincidental. Devarim gedoy lemein b'mikra. But we're the Yaakov Yisrael. You could stay Jacob. Yaakov takes us through to the Zman HaGaula. Memela. Yaakov is connected Sukkos because Sukkos is connected loss of love. But again, it needs more of a beer. Yaakovina was Sukkos because it's about the Chibi Yaseira of the Non-Yaakov. He showed Chibi Yaseira first and foremost on the Torah's stage. The Schuso, we get a Yaakov Sukkos Roshim's Megala the Chibi Yaseira al Yadid, the Non-Yaakov, and thus we commemorate it with the Sukkos that we built today. Sukkos, Kenegia Lasalovo, and Yaakov is the one to take us, to carry us forward to the end of times, to Bechina of Lasalovo, to the Ketzayam. But I still believe we're missing another Nakuda. These ideas you'll see bandied about, different Svarim, Akadosha, but there's still another Nakuda. And that takes us to a Svas Emes. Svas Emes that we mentioned in the past, Svas Emes writes that Sukkos, of course, is called Chag HaOsef. And going through the Torah, going back to Mishpatim, the first of five times where the Sholosh Regalim are mentioned, it's introduced to us as Chag HaOsef, again, a Kisisa Chag HaOsef, and clearly in an agrarian, in a purely agricultural sense, that's exactly what it is. It's not simply the harvest time, it's a time that we bring in everything, it's a time we garner in all the grain, and thus, in Pashup Shat, that produces Mansam Chaseinu, you're the happiest when you get to consolidate and to bring in all the grain, and you garner, you bring everything into the house, oh, now you got the food for the rest of the year, Givaldik. It produces simcha, purely Pashup Shat, agricultural sense. But the Sasemis writes that it's Chag Osef in a higher spiritual sense as well. And that is that especially working with the Maral, that we have two separate Marachos. We have a Maracha called the Sholosh Regalim, the three pilgrimage festivals, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, on the one hand. We have yet another Maracha of the Yom Noraim that begin with the Rosh Hashanah, proceed to a Yom Kippur, the culmination of Masus Mitzvah, and finally concluding in Hoshana Rabbah, the culmination of the 7 days of Sukkos. Sukkos is thus simultaneously the closing Moed, the closing Chag of the Maracha called the Yom Noraim, and likewise of the Maracha called the Sholosh Regalim. It closes the chain called Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, and it closes the Din chain. Not only the Simcha, Samacha B'Chagech, there's a Din Simcha on the Chagim. It closes that realm. It closes the dimension of the Yom Noraim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, and Melo Zok, the Svas Emes now. It's Chag HaOsef because it's Ma'aseh for the Kol HaMachanos. The same way Sheva Dan was called the Parsh Baloischa, the Ma'aseh Kol HaMachanos, because they came at the end and they collected all the wanderers and all the lost objects. They brought it all into the picture. Sukkos comes at the end of the year and it gathers in all the different emotions and all the different faculties, all the times of joy, of gaiety, of happiness, of elation. All the times likewise of sadness, of pain, of fear and trepidation when it came to the days of all. Take all the gamut, the entire scope, the full range of human emotions and faculties, and go on and bring it all in. When you're ma'asif, l'kol ha'machano, spiritually speaking, take all the emotions and faculties capped respectively by all the mode that you saw, the good times and the bad times. When you bring it all together, what do you get? Ma'asif l'kol ha'machano, that's why it's mansim chaseinu. Because Simcha, as the Maral explains in Netzach Yisrael in a number of places, connotes a sense of shleimus, when you're complete. When are you complete? You're only complete when you get to the end. When you get to the end, you're complete because now you've experienced the joy and the freedom of a Pesach and Shavuos, but at the same time, you shed the tears of a Tisha B'Av, of a Shivas of a Tammuz, you experience all the Tanios, and now you get to the fear and trepidation that ceases, a person comes, the days of all, and now you're on the threshold of Din, and now you package it all together. When you get to Sukkos, the very end of the year, it's Ma'aseh L'Kol HaMachanos. It closes all the different emotions and faculties tapped, exercised from our midst in the cathartic process undergone throughout the course of a Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, and doing the exact same thing throughout the course of Rosh Hashanah, of Yom Kippur, and now Hoshana Rabbah, the Din as well, when you get to the 7 days of Sukkos. That's why Sukkos is 7 days. It represents a sense of shleimus, of completion. It's ma'aseh l'kol ha'machanos, when you've experienced all the emotions. Sigh of the Yom Noraim, of the fear, of the pachad, of the trepidation. Sigh of the simcha, the gaiety and the elation of the Sholosh Regalim. You bring it all together. You consolidate, garner it all in, and the meila simcha is produced, because that's simcha, that's shleimus. That's Chag HaOsef, writes the Heiligus Vasemes. Because it's Chag HaOsef, that's precisely why it simultaneously is Mansim Chaseinu. Yaakov Avinu, of course, is known as the Koach HaMa'ache. He brings everybody together. Yaakov, the Maral says, in his Chedusha Godus Chulat Tzani Aleph Amid Beis, Gor Aryeh Parshas Vayishlach, Yaakov is Mitos HaShleima. He brings the Shvat and the Shiftekah together. He can't go to the next world until Psachim Nafin and Vav Amid Aleph. He sees that all his children in unison recite and declare proudly Shema Yisroel Shema Kiddush Shema Chalad, and only now can I respond Baruch Shein Kibon Machuso. Because Avram Avinu, my grandfather, gave us a Yitzchak, but he also gave us a Yishmael. And my father Yitzchak gave us a Yaakov, but he also gave us an Esav. Comes along Sanhedrin Mabdelon Amid Aleph, Ayyidah Yaakov Avinu, that Mitos HaShleim is better complete, fully righteous 12 sons. Ayyidah, this we have a new din called Yisrael Shechot Abishachot Yisrael. Who? The name Yisrael is here with us forever. That's Ayyidah Mitos HaShleim. That's something Rav Unner explains. And Bachar Yitzchak and Pesach Maimer Memtes, Chanukah Maimer Hey, Sukkot Maimer Yedbeis, Rishim Asleif, etc. That's the Nekudas Avos of Yaakov Avinu. He is the Maaseh for the Kol HaMachanos. He brings the Shiftekah together. He's the Koach HaMa'achid. All of Klal Yisrael comes together, Ayyidah Yaakov Avinu. So what is Sukkot? Sukkot, of course, is the time when everybody comes together. The Sholosh Regalim, Pesach Shavuos, yes, the three pilgrimage festivals, Aliyah LeRegel, defining the Ramban Kisisa, that's the Iker Mitzvah of the Yomim Tovim, and it saw us all getting out of our houses, of our wagons, and all of us are traveling on foot. Veinu Machayim, Parshas Mishpatim, even says it's Li Kuva, that we all had to walk on foot, because the Tachlis was, Klal Yisrael together in the streets. The Maratzchias and the Chuba, Chelak Alasim and Zion, it says it's not Makay based on Yerushalmi Sochim, but Rabbeinu Bachai learns everyone's got to be in the streets together. Because what's Aliyah LeRegel? Klal Yisrael is uniting together. All of the Jewish people are together as one. But which Yontif saw everyone together on an all together different level? Pesach and Shavuos, yes, we went up to the Eichel Hashem, and we went up to the Beis HaMikdash Liros V'Liros Pnei Hashem. But only on one of those Gimel Regalim, on one of those three Zmanim Yuchodim of Aliyah LeRegel, then we actually have something called Mitzvah Hakel. And what's Hakel? Hakel is we have a Melech, and we redo Matan Torah, Maimon Har Sinai all over again. The Melech, backwards, Kulam, the Melech representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, writes of Hunder, based in the Raman Hilchos Chagigo, and Paragimel Locha Gimel, Hakel is a reenactment of Matan Torah. Vayichon Cho Yisrael Neged Har, Shavuos, we tasted it, yes, but we blew it with the Chet HaEgel. Sukkot is Hakel, let's go back and do it all over again. Hakel is the Melech Keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's going to read the whole Torah to all of Klal Yisrael. We're all going to come together in the Beis HaMikdash. Not stomp to Liros V'Liros. Over here it's also to participate in Hakel and to reenact Kilo Zaktav Hunder and re-experience Maimon Har Sinai and Vayichon Shom Yisrael Keneged Har all over again. How can we point it out based on the Malbim in Parshas Kairach and the Torah of Mitzvah? How can as opposed to Eidah connotes a sense that there's no hierarchy. Everybody is together. It's not an Eidah. How can is what? Vayikalu. Ma'adua tisnasu akal Hashem. Kor says, we don't need a leader. We're all in this together, all the same. Hakil requires that everybody comes up. Anoshim, Noshim, and Tav. What do you need the Tav? They're right to put them because it's to re-experience Keshe Chavalei V'chon. Everybody's got to be there. Everybody is coming for Hakel. Every other regel, well, the Gemara even discusses, beginning of Chagiga, it's not so posh. Do Noshim have to come? Do Ketanim have to come? We have other exclusions. But Sukkis, Hakel, Anoshim, Noshim, and Taf. It's God's Klal Yisrael. Which Moed represents Achdus, represents Shleimus Am, more than any other Moed? Which Moed, understandably, produces a Chazal that says, La Salava, Hashem is going to take us all and put us into one big Sukkah, into one Sukkah Gedoyla. Which Yontif is representative of Ufros Aleinu Sukkah Shlomecha. One Sukkah is going to encompass all of Klal Yisrael. Which Yontif is Keneged Ananiah Kavod? Where the Meshech Chochma writes in Parshas Yisro, Parachav, Pasuk Yud Ches, Ananiah Kavod came as Chus Aaron HaKohen. And now we understand the Shem Yishmua in Parshas Balak, and again in Sukkot, that Aaron HaKohen is Sukkot. What's Aaron HaKohen? Ananiah Kavod. And his merit, we had Ananiah Kavod, writes the Meshech Chochma. What's unique about Ananiah Kavod? The mon is a personalized experience. You eat your own dinner, and you think steak, and I could be eating one table away, and I could be thinking pizza, I could be thinking fish and white wine sauce, and you could drink this, and I could drink that. When it comes to the mon, when it comes to the bear, it's an individualized, a personalized experience. But Ananiah Kavod writes, Ramei Simcha from Davinsk and Parshas Yisro, that Ananiah Kavod simultaneously enveloped every single yid at the same moment in time. Everybody was enveloped under the all-embracing warmth of the seven clouds of glory. Everybody was there together. We roll under the Nanei Kavod at the same moment in time. That's Keneged Aaron HaKohen, who is the quintessential Ohev Shalom Rodev Shalom, Perkei Avos, Perk Aleph, Mishnah Yudbeis. He was Ohev Shalom Rodev Shalom. Aaron HaKohen spent his life putting everyone in Klal Yisrael together. The Sukkah puts everyone together, and it's Keneged Aaron HaKohen, which itself put everybody together. That's a Nanei Kavod. And that Sukkah, that's Aaron HaKohen, who put all of Klal Yisrael together. And maybe we can understand the Shemesh Shmuel. It's not a Stira. Yaakov is Sukkah. Yes, but it's Yaakov. And that Bechin of Aaron HaKohen, of Shleimus of Shalom, that also corresponds to Sukkot, that's a Nanei Kavod. And thus, even though every single one of the Sholosh Regalot is about Klal Yisrael together, be Mekayim fulfilling Aliyah LeRegel, but only Sukkot sees the midst of Hakel, where it's Anoshim, Noshim, Tav, everybody is there together, it's an Achdus like never before. That's the Yontif of Sukkot. We can only be differentiated from the Goyim if we have a sense of Shleimus. It was Shavuos that saw us chosen to be the Kala, the exclusive bride of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we want to reenact that, we have to reenact. So that's Hakel. Reenact it. Live it all over again. Re-experience it. When you have the Shem Yisrael, now when you're together as an Am, I can exclude all the other nations from your midst. Avodah Zorah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, L'Asa Lavo in the future. Makes sense? It's in Maseches Avodah Zorah. The goyim who are over the Avodah Zorah, they're going to get Sukkot, has no shaykhus to them. They're not simply going to walk out, they're going to kick it. What's kicking it? I have no shaykhus. I'm not interested in it. It has no shaykhus. Sukkot is representative of Nanei Kavod, the Achdus, all the Klal Yisrael coming together to exclusion of the goyim. The Ramban and Rachayim Mital and Etzadas even write that in Nanei Kavod, who wasn't there? The Erev Rav. The questionable Gerim were not there, because this is to highlight Yisrael, Lafuke, everybody else. Yisrael is all enveloped simultaneously under the Nanei Kavod. That's B'shus Aaron HaKohen, that's the Shleimus of Yaakov, that's Yaakov Mitos the Shleima, the one who unifies, who's the Bechina of the Koach HaMa'achin, he brings everybody in Klal Yisrael together. That's the Yontif of Sukkot. We get together like never before. It's Aliyah L'Regel plus. It's Aliyah L'Regel plus Hakel. Hakel led by a Melech, Melech backwards Kulam, Anoshim, Noshim, and Tav. We are all there together. That's the Sukkah that highlights us as a nation, a unified people. Now, Fuke, all the nations of the world. Achdus. That's the Yontif of Sukkot. But we all know the Baalei Musar tell us, and so many other Sfarim HaKadoshim, we get to Yom Noroim, and we're told the only way to make it in the course of Yom Noroim is swallow yourself up with the Klal. If you highlight your sense of anochius, of atzmius, your sense of individuality, then Hashem says, I'm going to pluck you out, pick you out. Oh, maybe you're not worthy of being saved. But if you swallow your mavliya yourself in the tzibur, then you can get saved along with the tzibur. The same way the Rambam writes in Hilchos Teshuva, the Rambam tells us clearly, her base Allah Chavav, that Asosimim Tshuva, you could save yourself, and you get Yofa Tshuva Tzaka, but a tzibur is the koch to be saved even outside Asosimim Tshuva. Make yourself part of the tzibur. From Meir Simcha, in his last illness, his Talmidim, all the Gedolei Ador, they wanted to say Tillim. And his mouth, he says, I only want you to say Tillim for me if you're going to go ahead and say along with my name all the other Chayilim. Because if you single me out, then I'm going to get judged as a Yochid, and I might not be saved. Swallow up my name, and that's why we have the Minhag B'Sosha Chalei Yisrael. Don't highlight one Cholah. Swallow me up inside everybody else. It's a beautiful concept. And in the Musar realm, the Musar approach, it of Adas Emes, Emes Lamita Shotayra. Swallow yourself up. You could try to swallow yourself up all you want. But acharei kechlos hakol, the upshot is we have a mishnah mefureshes in Rosh Hashanah tazayin amar alav. We have a din that accompanies all the yamim tovim, and the din of Rosh Hashanah where everybody in the world gets judged. The metaphor of Chazal is kalach avadecha. We're all passing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu over in the front of kibnei moron, and we know the chief get counted as individuals, and we're all singled out because we all have our own din, and it has to be that way. When it comes to din, everybody's sitting on their own level. You can't judge everybody at the same time. You did this Aver, and you did that, and Rabbi Shaul Salanta's famous letter, No Yisrael, you had this mashava, and you had this background, nature, nurture. There's so many variables, so many factors at play. Then by definition, mandates that everyone is looked at as an individual. Everyone passes in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, given a mar like sheep coming underneath the rod. Everyone is an individual. So yes, psychologically, pretend like you're part of the cloud. But in Metzias HaDvarim, din means that we're all coming in front of Hashem Ledin as an individual. And what is the avodah of Yom Kippur? Tshuva. And what do we know about tshuva? Tshuva, by definition, is also a completely individualized process. The Rechayim HaKadosh and the Gan Rava discuss in Parshas Tetzaveh. Pasuk says, V'samach Aaron Abanav. When it talks about the din of smicha on the korban, it says v'samach. Ask the Arachaim HaKadosh, and the Gan Rav, it brings down other marmakaimus. It should be v'samchu. V'samchu Aaron Abanav. What's v'samach? Because we're talking about tshuva. Like the Ramban, the din of smicha on the korban is, I sinned, it should be me that should be going on the altar, but God says, I don't want you to give me you, give me your korban in your place, in your stead. So we do smicha to say, it's keilu, I'm doing this to me. Since the samach is representative of the tshuva process, right, the Rechaim HaKadosh, everyone has to do their own tshuva. Everybody's sinning on level. You have to do this level of tshuva and this level of tshuva. Everyone, it's not shaykh to be a kolliest kazakh. Everyone, by definition, has to do your own personalized tshuva process. So what are the Yom Narom all about? Yom Narom are all about a sense of anochius. I get passed in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to do as an individual, because I'm my own person who did my own mitzvahs, who did my own averus. We all have our own respective din. And Yom Kippur is tshuva. And likewise, we all have our own respective tshuva. Tshuva is an individualized process that only further highlights our sense of self, our sense of anochiut, of atzmiut. I have my own tshuva to worry about. Nobody could do tshuva for you. No two people could ever do the exact same process of tshuva. They're always nature, nurture, upbringing, parents, v'cholai. So many diverse, multifarious variables and factors at play. Tshuva and din are individualized processes. The regalim is all about the klal, aliyah l'regal, everybody together. The Meshech Chalchem and Parshas Emor. On Shabbos, there's an inyan of Isra Hotzah. You can't go to everybody else. On Shabbos, you can't go in and cook food. Yom Tov, you can cook the food, and there's no Isra Hotzah. A Meshech Chochma, we've quoted oftentimes in the past. Why dafka these two? Because Shabbos is lush and shave. Shvu ish tachtav, stay put, stay where you are. A moed, by definition, is called a moed. Why? Because it's a moed. Moed is beis van l'chachomim. Moed, by definition, connotes a sense of everyone's it's an assembly, everyone's together. That's a moed. Writes the Meshech Chochma, and Yotif, there's no Isra Hotzah, and there's no Isra cooking. Cook more chulin, cook more chicken and more meat. And you know what? Bring it over to your neighbors, even if they live far away. Everyone bring over the gans of food and have over tons of company. Shabbos is stay at home. Isra Hotzah, Shabbos is don't cook for 100 people. Yotif is, oh well, maybe Orchim are going to come so I can cook so much overflow food. Yotif is cook for the world. Yotif is bring your food over to the world. Yotif is a moed, base vod. It's an assembly. It's everyone together. Everyone together, not only eating together, but it's everyone together, moed in assembly, ali l'regel. It's all about achdus. How do you like that? Two different marachos. It is two different marachos. In the sense that the maracha of the sholosh regolim is all about klai yisrael coming together. That's a moed. That's what all the dinim seem to be speak. Masha'enkin, the maracha of the yom naroim, is all about the exact opposite. The diametrically opposed mahalik of anochius, anochius, and more anochius. Of din and then tshuva, it's all about the individual. Sholosh Regolim, the Achdus Ha'am, and the Yom Naroim, the Echidus, the sense of anochius of individuals. We make a big mistake. We think that the Ba'alei Musar means swallow up your own identity, swallow up yourself, hide yourself in the cloud. It doesn't mean that. Yes, there's an idea of swallow up. Psychologically think that you're part of the klal, and maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will overlook a lot of the sins, a lot of the averus. But the idea is that we're not just a fusion of all the same people. Because we know that Kashem She'ein, Partzafein, Domas of the Zoo, Kach Ein Deyosein, Domas of the Zoo. Gemara Brochus, Nevav Amanal, we're all different people. We're all different people endowed with our own unique Bechiru Chavshus, our own unique sense of self, our own sense of Anochiyut, of Atzmiyus, our own sense of individuality. The Tachas HaChaim is, take your sense of Anochiyus and merge it with the Am. That's why we need two mutually exclusive Ma'arachos. We need a Ma'arachas HaZman to focus on your unique kochos, on your milus and your chesroinus. And what makes you unique? You have your own din, your own relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your own din, your own tshuva. You're a unique individual in Klal Yisrael. The regalim is all about swallowing yourself up in the klal. Go to the Beis HaMikdash with everybody else. That's what it's all about. Swallow up yourself with every other yid. Walk in the streets together with all the masses. Yaakov Avinu is the one who is Midas Teferis, because the ultimate splendor, the ultimate glory is taking chesed, taking din, and mixing it. Showing that everything comes from one same source. Yaakov Avinu is the Mizug, is the merging, the fusion of the two Marochas. Going back to the Sfas Emes, we're merging. That's what meets up with Sukkos. Because the Mareches of the Yom Haran comes to its climax, to its culmination in the Yom Tov Sukkos, and the Mareches of the Shoshur Gol comes to its respective climax, its culmination in the Yom Tov Sukkos. Sukkos is the Maaseh for the Kol HaMachanos. It brings everything together. So what does it mean, Sukkos? Sukkos is the ultimate expression of Shleimus. It is Shleimus, but it's what? It's still everybody sitting in his own separate sukkah. It's everyone in your own sukkah, and at the same time, everyone comes together in a big sukkah. Ufros aleinu sukkah shlemecha. But everyone has your own unique sense of self, your own identity, and now you merge it with everybody else. Yaakov is mitoso shleima. But the Maral says, where's the remez? The Yaakov is the koch ha-ma'achid. He gave us a gift. Shema Yisrael Shem HaKadosh Shem Echad. Yaakov is Bechina Echad. What is Echad? The Aleph represents Yaakov, the oneness. The Ches, his eight children born to his two primary wives, Rachel and Leah. And the Dalet, a reference to the four children born to his two secondary wives, Bilhah and Zilpah. He is Echad. He brings everybody together. But it's still three separate components. There's a Madrega of Aleph, that's Yaakov as an individual. And then there's the Ches. We still distinguish between the eight children of Rachel and Leah and the four children of Dan and Naphtali. There's still an inyan of Yaakov as Levado, of Yaakov as Aleph. Thus, the Yaakov Shimoni writes in Parshas Vayishlach, we have a Gezerah Shava, Levado, Levado. Hashem says, V'niskav, Hashem Levado. Hashem is all by himself. He is the Eloka, the Elyona. And the Yaakov says, Yaakov is Vayivasar Yaakov Levado. Levado, Levado. Hashem is Viniskav, Hashem Levado. And Yaakov is also Levado down here. Thus, the Menorah says, Yaakov is called an Eloka B'tachtoinim. An Eloka, God, is all by himself. Hashem is all by himself. And Yaakov, what do you mean Yaakov is by himself? Yaakov is the Koch HaMa'achi. Yaakov is everybody together. Yes. The Avoda is, Yaakov is, I'm an Enochi. I'm a Levado. I'm a unique person all by myself. I'm an Aleph. But then I bring everybody into my Aleph. I bring everybody, I merge everybody together with me, and that is the Yontif of Sukkos. Sukkos is, we all go out and we all sit in our own respective Sukkos. And we all have our own relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But, at the same time, it's part of Ufra Salinu, Sukkah Shlemecha. At the same time, it's part of everyone's going to be in one Sukkah. That's Yaakov, and that's the Yontif of Sukkos. No coincidence. Then we have Chag HaPesach, Chag HaShavuos, and Chag HaSukkos. But we know that all throughout the Mishnayos and the Gemara, there's one Yontif that's called Chag. Mishnah Mefreshes Rosh Hashanah Tezayin Amud Aleph, Ubechag Nidonin Alamaya. There's only one Yontif that blanketly is referred to as Chag. Why is Sukkos called Chag? Pesach is also Chag. Shavuos is too, and they're called Chag in the Lashon HaMikra, in the Lashon HaTanakh. So why is Sukkos singled out? Writes the Netziv and Hemek Dover and Parshas Emor. What's the Lashon of Chag? Vayachogu li b'midbar. Klai Yisrael celebrates. Gaiety, what celebration? Writes in Netziv, Chag means a circle. Vayachogu means we danced in a circle. That's how Klai Yisrael celebrates. We dance in a circle. Let's go to a Gemara now at the end of Tainus. The very last Amud of Tainus. La'os love in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a mochel letzadikim. And what's Hashem, a mochel letzadikim? Hashem's going to be be'emtza, and everyone's going to be encircling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kilo, the melech is encircled by everybody else. A circle, by definition, is simultaneously. We're all together, we're all holding hands. There's an achdus, we're all together. There's mamash and achdus gemura. But at the same time, the Gemara says, everyone has their own unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the middle. That's going to take place where? La'os love. What's the mitzvah? That's la'os love. It's a mitzvah sukkah. Who is connected la'os love? Yaakov Avinu is the one to carry us through to la'os love. Who's connected sukkah? Yaakov Avinu. Who is simultaneously representative of levado, of echad, of a sense of anochias? I'm all by myself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And at the same time, I'm ma'achid the whole, I'm ma'achid everybody else. That's the circle, the metaphor of the circle. We all have our own unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, while simultaneously holding hands, everybody is together. Which yontif is that? What better representation than Chag? That is Sukkos. Like the Netziv, it's beautiful. Because Chag means a circle. Chag means a mochel. The yontif that is all about the circle, where we're all equidistant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ba'amtza, is what? La'os love, and we're going to have such a circle. We are all together. It's kal. It's anosh and nosh and mataf. It's the melech in the middle, it's galut isha chavali b'char all over again. It's a lila regal plus, but at the same time, it's coming at the close of Yom Narayim. Don't lose sight that you're your own unique individual. Your own sense of anochius, your own sense of yechidus, of sense of self, it's all coming together at the same moment, and that's the chag. That is the blanket chag of Sukkot. That is Yaakov Vino. So yes, the Bali Musar are correct. Swallow yourself up in the cloud. But the ikar is, before you swallow yourself up in the cloud, before you marry someone and read all the books about to become one, you don't become one the second you get married. You have to recognize that there's somebody outside of you. You have to highlight their chashivas, understand their approach to life, their mindless, their chesronos, understand what makes them tick, what are their aspirations, their goals, and only once you understand the bechina of kenegdo, can you work on the aser, can you work on becoming one. You have to understand and appreciate that there's someone there outside of you. The mela, the whole thing of marriage is working on becoming one. The whole thing of merging into the klal is yes, to be a part of the klal. But first and foremost, highlight your sense of anochios. Highlight your sense of individuality. What are your unique kochos, your unique strengths and talents and aptitudes, and highlight that, and now swallow that up into the cloud. Be part of the circle. Be part of the circle, and you'll have your own unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what? That's Sukkot. That's the Chag, Chag Be'etzem. That's Vayachogu Li Bamidbar. That's Sukkot. That's what? That's Yaakov Vino. Chag Nidon and Alamayim, Tainis Tavzayim and Aleph, Ein Mayim El Atayra. And who was the Amen Atayra? Yaakov Vino. Sukkot all over the place is Yaakov Vino. Mayim is Tayra. Yaakov Vino is the Amen Atayra. Yaakov Vino is Sukkot. Sukkot is La'asul level. But Sukkot at the same time is the Achdus Am, with the sense of Anochius, because it's the fusion of the closing Chag that produces the merging of the Marachas of the Yom Narayim on the one hand, of Din and Tshuva, with the Maracha of the Shol Shel Golem of Simcha, and brings them all together again. So yes, Sukkot is Zman Simchaseinu, and yet there's a Din. B'Chag Nidon in Alamayim. Of course there's a Din. Of course there's Hoshana Rabbah. Of course we get judged again. Don't lose sight. And all the dancing and all the circling, which is the Yantif, that's all about the Medrash Rabbah and Parshas Vayin, and Parshas Emor, we take the Dal and Minim, the Lulav, the Yesh, the Adas, and Rabbah, corresponding to all the different types of members of Klal Yisrael. When do we do that? Davka and the Yantif Sukkot, it's the Achdus Am. Bring all the different people together. What's the idea? All of Klal Yisrael comes together. We do a hakafa. What do? We dance in circles. The whole lineage of hakafa reaches its culmination. Hoshana Rabbah, seven times around. That's seven times around. We go around in a circle. Around what? We go around the Torah. Why? Because we're all mevatel ourselves to the Torah. The Torah is Yaakov Vino. We all encircle ourselves. We're all together. We're all around the Torah. We're all in a circle. That's the Chag. We all have a sense of Achdus. That's Mitzvah Hakel v'chulei. But we all have our own unique relationship with the Torah, our own unique relationship with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So yes, in the desert, we all encircled around the Mishkan. And the highlight of the Mishkan, the base of Midrash, was of course the Aron. But yet, we all had our own flags, and we all had our own colors. We all came from different Shvatim. Yes, we all have our own sense of identity, our own sense of Anochias as individuals, and as tribal members. But the Mishkan brings us together. Sukkot is not Liros Ve'Lelar Stam, it's Mrs. Hakel, Kisha, Chabalei V'Chad together, it's Chag, everybody in a circle, and thus all throughout Sukkot we're constantly doing Chag all over again. All the Hakafas, everything is Hakafas. When do we do the more Hakafas? The most sense of Achdus, Davkon HaShana Rabbah, on the Yom HaDin, where Din reminds it's not about Achdus. Din is unique. It's Davka on the day of Din, which highlights our uniqueness, that we dance by Yechoguli, that we dance in a circle seven times. We dance in a circle more than any other time to show that this time when we're having a Din, but we're all together in this, we're all a sense of Achdus. That's the closure, that's the climax of the two Marachas of Yom Narayim, and that's what produces the ultimate Simcha. The greatest sense of Shleimus, our Simcha in the world is, I have a Shleimus B'ni L'Vein Atzmi and a Shleimus B'ni L'Vein Koni, between me and myself, between me and my Creator. And at the same time, I experience the third degree of Shleimus, which is the Shleimus Bein Adam L'Chaveru Beini L'Vein Ha'am. Everybody comes together. You and yourself, you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you and the nation, everyone comes together in Sukkot. That's the three times, three mentions of Simcha. One Simcha equals Shleimus. Can I get your Shleimus as an individual? As closing the Marachas Yom HaDin, there's one sense of Shleimus, you with yourself. Another Simcha, another sense of Shleimus, you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the third mention of Simcha is the Shleimus, you as an Am. Everybody is together. That's Sukkot. That's the greatest Simcha in the world. We all get together. As individuals, we all get together as an Am. That's going to take us to the future. When are we going to get to the future? When we recognize that we're all unique individuals, but all part of the same global Am, then Hashem's going to take us as an Am consisting of disparate individuals and distinguish us from the Umas Olam. They're going to be Boet in the Sukkah. It's the Sukkah loss of love, Met Hashem, that's man should come. Meir of Emeno, thank you so much for coming. Have a wonderful night. And we should only know a good Geben Shdor and a good Tekvital, and to celebrate Zman Tzvach Haseinu, this time with Mashiach Tzidkenu, Meir of Emeno, and Amen.